Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back, guys. 507 DGS. Brian Kilmeade joins us from the Brian Kilmeade Show. What's up, brother?
What's going on?
So we haven't spoken since Kamala got the nod. Your thoughts on that?
It's kind of predictable. Interesting that the governor of Michigan said no. You know, so you got Klobuchar said pull me out, and then you have the governor of Michigan said pull out. You wonder, you know, they asked her to go to the last round. She's like, no, I really don't want to. So I mean, that brings another nuance to it. I mean, he's kind of reluctant to get her. And the whole, she's a family member, we're like family, I know Bo. Really? You called the dad, the candidate, you basically said that he's either racially intolerant or a racist, and then you said you should believe the accusers when it comes to all these people who said unwanted touching. So, I mean, that's heck of a, you know, that's not exactly, you know, a family bond. But they're together, she brings some, she's dynamic, she's smart, she's experienced. But her record's dicey at best. I mean, she failed. Dave, she was a terrible candidate.
Yeah.
She came in with great momentum, read a speech off the prompter, and fell apart. She did not do homework. So now she's got to get over no fracking. Now she said she doesn't want to frack. Okay? Goodbye, Pennsylvania. Goodbye, Ohio. Goodbye, Michigan, maybe, perhaps. And definitely you don't have a shot at Texas. All right. Now you're going to give health care to illegals. Goodbye, undecideds, and half the independents. Mm-hmm. So either she says, I was wrong, or I'm giving that up to be his running mate. I would love to see her. I love her description, sarcastically, of the racial unrest we're seeing in St. Louis, we're seeing in Chicago, we're seeing in Seattle and Portland and New York. This is just American society going for racial justice. We lost racial justice at least 8 weeks ago. Oh, we are now into anti-Americanism, socialism. We are into anarchy. And Antifa has taken over for the good people that sincerely wanted racial equity in our country.
How do you think the president came out today, unsurprisingly, and talked about Kamala being a mad woman and AOC was not smart and... what's her name? Brzezinski is a ditzy airhead going on the attack, mostly against women. Personally, I feel like he needs to find another gear. We've seen this gear. We know you can do that. I know that it worked last time, but I think he's going to have to take a different tack than just attacking.
Yeah. I mean, especially we have so many days left. I mean, if we had a year and a half, okay, here we get warmed up. But this is a sprint. We're in the backstretch. So, you know, you don't need to attack personally. Just go. Just tell me what they stand for. Show me the hypocrisy. You don't have to tell me they're a bad person or dumb. By the way, I just don't even like this label dumb. When someone disagrees with you, you're not dumb. I've met very few dumb people, to be honest. There's just people with different backgrounds, different education levels. I see people with great instincts, people with education who have none of that. So saying people are dumb to me just is dumb. To be honest,
yeah,
but I would say I agree with you, Dave, 100%. I missed the Maria interview. I was busy, but I'm just seeing excerpts of what he did with her. But now he's doing his press conference now when he's talking about the pandemic, updating people. I don't love Joe Biden pretending to be president today and telling us to wear masks. Mm-hmm. So thanks. Gummy, hold it. Does anyone have a pen? I got to write that down. Please. and then not taking questions is inexcusable. I'm going to pretend to be president now, and then we're going to play post office right after.
Yeah.
We get it.
Hey, Brian, it's Tony Colombo. What's the strategy for the Democrats on the Kamala Harris pick? Who do they think, like, what undecided or what votes is she going to bring to the table in their opinion? And why are they wrong if you think they're wrong?
Bob, do no harm. I'm not sure she does no harm. I know that she's going to be doing, Tony, basically, if it's a construction job, Biden's the foreman that doesn't show up, and Kamala Harris is going to be on the job with the tool belt, making sure they build the house right. She's going to be going everywhere, and she's going to be able to speak. The question is, in 2 weeks when we speak again, has she already double-talked? Has she already said something the exact opposite of Joe Biden? Has she going to have to defend her own record and just flat out say, that's not what I think, but I'm not the head of the ticket? But she's going to be out there, and she's, you know, as I said, she's got the legal background. She knows she's familiar with a lot of these issues in the national stage. She's not going to melt under pressure. The question is, she's going to do the homework to understand the issues. So I think you got a lot of women go, good, there's a woman on ticket. All right, fine. Number two is, I guess for Indian Americans, it's heartening. And for Jamaican Americans, Black Americans, it's encouraging. But for the most part, we've, you know, the same thing when people say it's great to have Hillary Clinton as head of the ticket. Yeah, but it's still, as a woman, yeah, but it's still Hillary Clinton. We had a look at Kamala Harris. We were not impressed. The Democrats, how about this? Not we. Democrats were not impressed. She fell apart with tons of money in the bank. Her whole staff turned on each other and were leaking to the press how bad they were and how the candidate was MIA. So we had a look. So don't expect us to be in awe. You know, we didn't know where Sarah Palin was. She killed in a couple of speeches. She's, you know, attractive, family, rural, governor. And then everyone got a look and she didn't know who won World War II. So that was a bit of an issue. So we got to look at Kamala Harris. There's no surprise there. And it was the pick that everyone thought.
So, Brian, what's going on with Congress and the funding and the stimulus, especially when it comes to this fight over the post office and mail-in voting?
I'm totally, just an American speaking here, I'm totally against it. I saw what happened in New York. I see what happens in New Jersey. I saw what happened in Los Angeles, California with that special election. It doesn't work. And my problem is not if Dave Glover knows he can't be home and is an absentee ballot. You fill out the application, the ballot comes to you, you do it. My problem is, and I believe all our listeners should feel the same way, is when you come home and there's a ballot in your kitchen and it's sitting in your mailbox and you go, what? I didn't ask for this. And it already happened on the special. We had the vote on the school budget. And for the first time in my life, I had a ballot. We had four ballots waiting for me in my house. And when we look at it, I go, we didn't ask for this. And a few guys I know were running for the school council. And I go, why are you nervous? He goes, because all these people that never showed up, you know, we get 20% of the people showed up. Now all these people have ballots. They're just going to, a lot of these seniors don't want to vote for school budgets. They don't want to pay anymore. And I'm afraid they're just going to vote the school budget down or, you know, then I don't even know who I am. So all these people that are ambivalent are going to hand over their ballots to other people to fill it out because they don't care. Or they're going to say, give me the ballot because I do care and I'm the head of the household. I'm totally against it. We are not equipped to do it. The post office is already pressured already. They're already losing a ton of money. They're already dispirited. Now we're going to sit there and besiege them with ballots like they did in Nevada. They're mailing everyone a ballot. Then you get that stat that the average American moves every 2 years, let alone deaths. You know, my mom passed away in 2018. She got a $1,200 stimulus check and a ballot. How could you feel good about that?
So, Brian, are your kids going back to school?
Yeah, 2 days a week, my high schooler. My other one, 3 courses remote, 2 courses on campus in college. And my son's actually with the Jaguars now, not playing, but he's in the front office type thing. So he was with the XFL, and stunningly they collapsed. Now the rock bottom, but he was able to hook up. So that's my situation. I thoroughly believe we should do it. What about you guys? I mean, are you guys on go back to school mode or no?
So my sophomore goes back on Monday. She goes to a Catholic school, and Tony's kids do not go back.
Yeah,
so.
I have a few kids in school. One is a senior in high school. Who is
she's gotta be devastated.
Right now just devastated that she is not going back into the classroom, is holding out hope that they will get to go back to class. But, yeah, she's pretty upset about it.
What's your rate? I mean, what is the rate of coronavirus in your town?
Missouri's going up, especially the city, but it's, you know, it's hard to tell. I mean, Missouri is a weird place. St. Louis is a weird place.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. I know that the mayor is. Is it effective immediately? She's pulling back
today.
You know.
Yeah, City of St. Louis today, Mayor Crewson reinstated some restrictions on bars and restaurants in the City of St. Louis. Yeah, reinstated as of today. So, yeah, it's going back. Not it's going back to the restrictions. Not getting lighter here. At least in the city area.
That's so discouraging. Are you guys wearing masks when you look around? Like, would you say 80% are wearing masks?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say in the past 2 weeks, the mask wearing has really, really gone up. Mm-hmm. In St. Louis County and city, you have to. In St. Charles County, where I live, you don't have to, and it's very noticeably different. You know, we've been kind of making fun because my show and a couple of people from a sister station are the only ones in our office, so maybe 12 people in an office built for 250 people, and we just got an edict down last week where we have to wear masks now. If I'm walking through the office all by myself, I still have to wear a mask. So I think it's ramping up here locally.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere I go, in our building, we're doing it. So I think it's every day. I think it gets more and more routine. So I think that's pretty much where you're heading. I mean, out of all this, here we are 9 months later, and the only thing we can do is wash our hands and wear a mask.
Hasn't changed much. Yeah, really hasn't changed much.
Right. I'm so glad the scientists, they're working on something. Yeah, you just take your time.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, real quick, I want to go back to the mail-in voting for just a second.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of interested in that issue and very worried about it. And you touched on it there, but there have been recently, this year, there have been elections that you can look at. And you had them in New York, and there were some in Texas, where thousands of ballots are being thrown out for various reasons.
Absolutely.
And not counted.
Yep.
I mean, there's just, it's not like... It's not like we think we have a good system and we're going to go for it. We're seeing examples, real-time examples right now, but that's almost not being talked about. Like tens of thousands of ballots thrown out in New York. But nobody knows that. It's really,
and Tony, let's
scary.
Say, okay, you're 72 years old and your neighbor goes, oh, hey, guys, you have any ballots? I'll go drop them off for you. The ballot harvest. You guys need any ballots? I'm going to buzz around your neighborhood. You know, they pick up people to bring the vote. I'm going to just pick up your ballot. I'm going to do you guys a favor. I know you don't want to go. Just give it to me. I'll drop it all off. Ballot harvesting.
Or a nursing home.
It's a great point.
Hundreds of ballots at the front desk of a nursing home that's supposed to be make sure they get all to the right places. Oof.
Listen, the one thing Trump has to do is say, I know this is special. This is what I'm going to do. I am going to promise we're going to double the number of polling places in every county in the country, and this is the money we're going to use to give out right now. Here it's August. We're going to give it out right now. We're going to make sure it's in your town in November, and we're going to be able to, if you do not have enough poll workers, the National Guard is going to have this much funding to actually do that job. They do everything else. They make sandbags when you flood. They help you out in case of riots. They can adjust to this. They know it. They could show up at the polls. They could open up that two or three other high schools. You know, we asked the Catholic school to open up. We asked the parochial school. We asked the public school to open up. So we provide more spots to allow the lines to be shorter. Poll workers by National Guard. The president's got to counter it. He just can't say, I'm not against mail-in balloting. Tell me how we should adjust.
That's true. All right, Brian, have a great week. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
See ya.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That'd be a fun Sweet 16 sometime. People that made bands. Mm. Like, Doobie Brothers were cool, but Michael McDonald just...
Mm. I agree.
Took him over the top.
Totally agree.
He was a
singing
boy.
What are you? You have an opinion. I don't know what it is.
No, I totally agree.
Okay.
Love it. Love it.
I was going to say, there's no way Sue does not love Michael McDonald.
Whew. Mm-hmm. Where would you fall on Genesis? Would you say that when Phil Collins took over as singer, that made the band?
Yes. Okay. But then again,
I would too.
But then again, I'm a pop guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a cool guy. All the cool people think that they sucked when he took over and Peter Gabriel was the genius. But as a pop guy, it's like, oh, yeah, they were unlistenable until they started doing what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a report card here. If you are not familiar with the show, we kind of do everything. But if you've been listening today, we're jacking around and we're Price is Right and we're talking about politics and Dave Murray and Brian Kilmeade. We have this game that Rachel made up called Report Card, where we take 18 things and we put three each in A+, A, B, C, D, and F, and we negotiate and we fight and we have to ultimately agree on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So today's topic is things that scare us.
Ooh.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's across the board.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Is everything on there? that's my A+.
Well, huh.
Life.
Yeah, every single thing around every corner of every part of life on there, because that's my A+.
All right, here we go. First one, an old haunted looking house.
It's a classic. But if I don't have to go into it, I'm not afraid.
You have to.
Ooh,
yeah.
It's like you. All of these things you have to confront.
You have to confront. Yes.
I don't know why that was so funny to me. Sue was like, well, I'm not going in. You have to. Oh, no. Oh,
pretty much everything on this list.
Yeah.
Well,
if I don't have to see it, then I'm okay.
I have to touch the monster.
I don't have to go near the evil clown. I don't have to. I'm not scared of
that. Being in space. Well, I don't ever plan to go to space, so it doesn't matter.
I'm okay with that.
What about B?
Yeah,
B?
For me, I've always been, I mean, I'm scared of it, but I've always been like, I want to explore that. So it doesn't, it's not like a deathly fear of, so it's low on the list for me.
I could be a solid C.
C is for classic.
As high as a B. What do you think,
Dave? Where are you at, Dave?
I'm the same. I think B is a great place to start it.
Okay.
What are we calling it? Haunted house? Old house? What?
Whatever we do, just HH. We'll know. Number two, Andrew mentioned them, clowns.
Evil clowns are just, here I am at the circus clown.
Oh, she's exhausting.
Well, I'm
clowns,
saying there's a difference.
Clowns? Let me I don't say, know. I think people that are scared of clowns, there's no...
Oh, that's true. Then I'm not afraid of clowns.
Let me set the bar. A couple days ago, I went down the Wikipedia hole, and I spent half an hour reading the John Wayne Gacy page. So I'm going to say A.
Clowns are at least an A for me. Yeah. An A or A plus.
Okay.
I do not like clowns.
Let's go A.
Wow, even a friendly clown at the fair who gives you a balloon.
There's no such thing.
No such thing.
In fact, I would make the point that a normal clown, quote unquote, scares me more than like Pennywise. If you're supposed to be an evil clown, that is far less scary to me than someone who is a legit clown.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
There's a reason why that thing a few years caught on so much.
Yeah.
Because
that was so funny.
What
remember
are you talking
that?
About? What thing?
When there were clown sightings and chasing people.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And then people were calling the cops on clowns who were out taking a walk. And Mark Close is like, what? Clowns can't take a walk now?
We had that extremely sad statement by the husband and wife clowns. Remember you read that?
Oh, JoJo.
Oh, JoJo and Jazzy.
Jazzy and JoJo.
Happened to JoJo and Jazzy?
Oh, they were just because of the whole world had gone clown crazy. And
they were getting discriminated against.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very sad.
It was hard to be a clown.
Aww. Mm-hmm. See, they're friendly.
Mm-mm. Next up, dolls/puppets.
Hate them, A+.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are scary.
I'm A or B. I don't know that they're the elite, but they're way up there.
I can't even look at them for too long because you know they're going to start moving, and I don't want to see it when it happens.
Well, when they're scary, they're really scary.
Yeah.
I'm an A or an A+. It's got to be high.
Where are you, Dave?
I'm definitely A.
I mean, Tony's not scared of anything. So
no,
he's
I
like,
said
F.
A or B.
Yeah,
no, I said
A
or
B.
B. I don't think they're quite elite level, but they're way up there.
Let's put them in A. Let's put them with clowns.
Okay.
Even when you watch like something innocuous, like you're just watching the road show and somebody brings on their clown, the old doll that you know was built in 1890, whatever, and they've got creepy eyes. It's just not good.
I've watched every horror movie on Netflix now, but I can't bring myself to watch The Boy.
What's that? Is that a clown and a doll?
I believe it's about a story that I've heard many times on my podcast.
Going in.
About a doll. That was
I know The Boy.
Haunted and
have you seen my brother's movie?
What is it?
Night of the Lone Wolf. They changed the title into a dumber sounding title in Night of the Lone Wolf. It's a werewolf movie about an old man in a retirement community, and the retirement community gets attacked by werewolves.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Is it currently called that, or they've changed it to something different?
It was called Late Phases, which is a better name. Now it's called Night of the Lone Wolf.
It wasn't clear enough to people.
Yeah.
Wolf kills old people.
Yeah, the first sentence of the description of The Boy.
Yeah.
An American nanny is shocked that her new English family's boy is actually a life-size doll. Nope.
Yeah, it's super creepy.
That's the end.
Yeah, there was a real win of this where it was a rich family and they would hear their son talking to the doll and it ended up in a museum. And you can still see it, but you have to ask permission of the doll to take photos. And if you don't, it's like a curse. And they have dozens, if not hundreds, of letters from people asking the doll to forgive them. Creepy.
What?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay, the report card of scary things. Next up, heights.
A+. That's my number one fear.
That's your number one fear. Let me ask you this. Is it easier? Well, have you been in the arch, for instance?
Yeah, I've been
So if it's an enclosed space, it's okay. But if you're outside, like, you know, on steps going up kind of deal?
Yeah. My palms are sweating just thinking about it.
I have a little bit of that. I'm kind of horrified that I do. I'm okay in enclosed spaces. But if you're, you know, outside on a tall ladder on the outside of something.
I can do like the Sears Tower or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I can do like planes. Don't bother me.
I don't love heights, but it's not
right.
It's not an ultimate fear for me. For me, it's more like a B, an A or a B. It's up there, but it's not.
I'd say C for me.
I could go B or C.
All right. You want to do a C just to spread it out, spread the love?
Good idea.
No, I don't know. If Andrew's an A+, I think it's got to at least be a B.
Oh, okay, put it in B.
H-H-H.
Put it in B for the baby.
I was going to say, wow, just straight to C for the thing that I'm more scared of than anything in the world.
Next up, needles.
F. Shots don't bother me. Needles, I'm not scared of needles.
I used to be I used to be the kid you had to chase down in the doctor's office because he would.
I did too. Yeah, but I'm not anymore.
But me neither. Yeah, they don't bother me anymore, so I'm an F too. I'm just not bothered by them.
I'm
kind
of
the same. Put them, Dave.
Yeah,
kind of the same. Someone's gonna have to go in F. Might as well
be
needles.
They're needles.
Yeah, I'm okay with F.
Yeah,
Sue's not scared of anything.
Well, except for dolls.
Next up, snakes. Not like in the zoo, like you're walking around and in your yard a snake coils up.
I'm a bee.
I'm a bee on a snake. I like the little gardener snakes. They do not scare me.
I don't like any snake.
Well, I like the gardeners. They're nice. But obviously I don't want to run into a rattler or some hideous thing. That will scare me to...
I hate to bring down the average, but I'm an F on snakes. Snakes don't scare me.
Yeah?
I'm surprised by that.
Where are you at on snakes?
They do not bother me one bit. I like snakes.
I would be terrified if there was one in here right now.
Yeah,
right. But
I don't think
about them.
Yeah,
fair
so
enough.
So probably C.
Let's do a C. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Similarly.
C for snakes.
Yes.
Next up, spiders.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
I've made peace with spiders in the last week. I'm one of them now. They treat me as their own. They raise me.
They treat you as their own.
They raise me.
I see.
They bring me food and offerings.
Quite terrifying of you.
I don't like spiders.
I am their god.
But I don't, like, I have to kill, like, if there's a spider in the house, nobody else will touch it. Like,
yeah.
Dad, you gotta come kill the spider.
Yeah.
So I don't like them, but I'm not terrified of them. So
and if I see one, it's going, right? Like, I'm not going to leave it. I'm not going to be like, oh, that's a spider. He's fine. Like, if I see it,
to be killed.
I have to, yeah, it's got to be eliminated.
Yeah.
I could do C or a D.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
a little, I don't like them. You know what I mean? But it's more of like a hate than it is a fear.
This just popped up on my Drudge. Michael Cohen's book called Disloyal, The True Story of the Former Personal Attorney to President Donald J. Trump is coming out. And the people who've seen it say that it's earth shattering. That if you believe anything that he says, the stuff he says about the president is going to change everyone's mind.
That's what all the books say.
So now we got this.
The book was earth changing.
Just delivering the news.
I get it. Yeah.
I feel like they say that. Yeah, they just say that about every book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like to save spiders. I'll give it an F.
Yeah, I'm a D.
So how about a D?
Yeah, D's fine.
Okay.
What do you mean you like to save?
Well, if they're little. You want to help them out.
I knew
you
were going to get past that.
And they're helping get the flies and the mosquitoes outside.
I know all that, and I agree with that. But they don't belong in the house.
That's true. I was thinking of the one outside, the giant yellow one that I love. I love that. Gets
so you
the
would
spider,
capture it
gets
and
the
move
flies.
It outside?
Yeah.
Come on.
Depending
bright
on the
yellow?
Size. Yellow and black.
And
a
banana spider.
They're so cool.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't want to get next to him, but I'm happy.
No.
Nanner spider.
I was running home one night in the dark. I was late, and a big nanner spider had spun a web on the clothesline pole, and it hit me in the face. And we lived together for years. It just during the 3 seconds it took me to get it off my face.
We're old friends.
Well, after the brown recluse thing, are you more anti-spider? So they really don't bother you as much? I would think after something like that, you would put them higher on the list.
Yeah, interesting. No, hasn't really changed much.
Huh.
Like if I see a spider, and then I grab a Scott towel and kill it, and that's it.
All right, fair enough.
All right, this one is in honor of Rachel, who's on vacation. She was terrified as a kid of aliens, like an abduction.
Oh, an alien abduction specifically?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking Big Dave exposed her to some sort of story. Alien abduction.
Never been afraid of being abducted by aliens.
Yeah,
me neither.
That's
an F.
Okay.
Get me out of here.
Sorry, Rage.
Sorry. We'll give her a D.
F. I'll try my luck somewhere else. Maybe I'll be cool there.
Could be the best thing ever happened to you.
Yeah, maybe I'll be popular on Omicron 6.
They're doing the anal probe. They're like, oh my God.
No,
it ain't. Get the sketch pad.
Ain't working out for me here. Let's try it over there.
We found the one.
I wish his butt were tanner.
Wow.
About this guy.
Hey. And then I'm like, hey, wait, hear me out. I got somebody for you.
That's right.
Meet my friend Dave. We call him Dark Hole.
Darkest in the county.
Next up, an actual murderer. Ooh.
Wow.
A-plus for me.
See, I'm stupid because for me it would be a D or an F. I just never worry about real people hurting me.
Oh, my gosh. I would put that as an A-plus just because I watch a lot of Dateline, and everybody is a murderer.
I'm an A or a B.
Every husband for sure.
Every husband for sure. And it's not the men who die. It's the ladies.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
What do you think, Tony?
I'm like middle of the road. Like I
how about C?
Put it next to Snakes.
Around,
yeah.
C is
afraid,
for...
but I also walk around knowing
C
that they
for
could
killer.
Be there.
C for killer.
Yeah. Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. You've been at Shive 6 p.m. doing the report card of things that scare us. So far in F, we have needles and aliens. Pfft, afraid of those. D, we have spiders. C, we have snakes and actual human murderers. In B, we have a haunted house and heights. In A, we have clowns and dolls. No A pluses yet. Mm-mm. All right, the next four are just places in a home, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go through these pretty quick.
Okay.
Basement.
I don't see how that's not an A+.
Basements are scary. Wherever you guys want to put a basement.
If it's four things in a house, where else would be scarier in a house?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more like B is for basement, but I'm fine with A+ if that's the consensus.
B for
of the
basement
room.
Is fine with
B
me.
B for basement.
Sounds good. Okay.
Basement.
Next part of the house, the attic.
I'm more scared of the attic than the basement.
Why?
Because you're always in the basement.
No, no, no. You're
I have
not.
A lot of familiarity with the basement. I'm never in the attic. I'm never in the attic. There could be people living up there. There could be animals, bugs. Like, I'm more scared of the attic.
And in movies, you can go to the basement and not get killed. You can't go to the attic and not get killed.
Well, there could be somebody living up there who's spying on you remotely. I've seen a movie like that. That was horrifying.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. A+.
I'm A is for attic.
All right.
Wow. Look at that. Next up, closets. Especially when you're a little kid.
Yeah, A+. There's something in there.
I'm C is for closet. This
Me
is
too.
All working out.
All right, C. I could do C.
All right, fine.
Okay, all right.
Next up is the classic, there's something under my bed. Mm. I still do that.
Do you really?
I'm still uncomfortable. Not every time, but 30% of the time, get up, go to the bathroom, coming back, I do a little hippity hop to get in bed. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, you know, I can't.
I'm very cute.
If you hang your leg your arm over the side of the bed.
No way.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's going to come out and grab
Something's
it.
Something's getting ripped off.
Yeah.
I could A+ under the bed. Mm.
Yeah, or maybe
Wouldn't
move
you move something up?
Move clowns up maybe or dolls
there you go.
Up.
Let's
there
move
you
clowns
go.
Up yeah. and put it in A, yeah.
All right. Okay, sounds good.
Are you moving clowns or dolls? Clowns? Okay.
Go ahead.
Next up is just the classic, the dark.
Yeah.
The dark can Anything. Be applied to many scary situations. I wouldn't mind putting that in the A.
You know when the dark really got me was when I would stay out at the cabin at Innsbruck. I was terrified to even walk out to the car. But in the morning, this exact same place was gorgeous.
Right.
Like
right?
In the morning.
Well, there's a big difference between outdoors, outside dark, like
yes.
wilderness dark.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and
yes.
hallway dark.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it kind of like hallway dark is kind of a D for me. Out wilderness dark is an A+.
We'll make it wilderness dark.
All right, I like it.
Next up, classic ghosts.
I'm not scared of the ghostesses. I'll let you guys battle that one out. That's a D or an F for me.
I want to see a ghost. I want to.
D. All right, let's D it.
Put it in D.
I want to see a ghost. Yeah.
Next up, vampires.
Oh, F. Yeah. Vampires are hot now. They're not cool. They're not scary.
They're hot?
They're hot. Yeah. That's what everybody wants to be, a vampire.
They're sexy.
I'm not sure
they're
I
sexy.
Do. All right.
There's something to be said for living forever.
Interview with a
so two left
vampire.
Two left, right?
Is that it?
Yep.
Next up, zombies.
D. Yeah.
They're pretty
really?
Slow.
Yeah, that's true. They are slow.
And I mean,
really
I'm slow
disgusting.
Too. I'm slow too, but I'm not that slow. You just got to be a little faster than them. You just got to be 1% faster than a zombie, and I am almost
5%.
Yeah, I am 2 or 3%
faster.
1% faster
than a zombie.
I'll be honest with you. We're not sure you're not a zombie.
1% faster than a zombie, or 1% faster than the other person in the room.
Bingo.
And there you go.
And I won't be that. So 1% faster than the zombie.
Is the big one the only one left? Because there was. Never mind.
Oh,
oh
I'm
you
not
know
sure
one?
Which one you mean.
Okay, what is it?
The last one I have is demon slash the devil.
Mine was death.
Yeah, death.
Oh.
Death.
Death,
that
A+. Plus.
Yeah, that I was waiting for death.
Well, we can certainly replace something on the list
or
with
A+.
Death.
I mean, we could just stick it up there in A+. Plus.
Yeah, it's got a nice spot for it right there.
Clowns, the dark, and death.
Yeah. Those are the scary things?
Yeah, those are the most scary things.
We got to get the devil on, though.
We can get the devil. Yeah, what if we took off,
zombies?
Yeah, zombie or ghost. What if we took off one? Zombie, because I feel like zombie's less of a pressing issue than ghosts
we
of the devil.
The devil where haunted houses are, because he lives in the haunted houses anyway.
That's true. That's where he hangs out.
Fine by me.
I like it.
His favorite terrain.
Haunted houses, that's his favorite terrain.
Yeah. It's where he hangs out.
I think you mean domain, but okay. Fine. All right. So in F, the report card of scary things, needles, aliens, and vampires. In D, spiders, ghosts, and zombies. In C, snakes, real human murderers, and the closet.
How can a real murderer only be a C?
Yeah, well.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Clowns right? are just walking around. What if they're the nice ones? Mm-mm.
In B, we have the devil. The devil is a B.
I know. I just disagree with that.
We can make him. We can move him. He can be moved.
Heights and the basement. So being in the arch or the devil.
Right.
Same.
But under the bed is scarier.
And in A, we have under the bed, dolls, and the attic. What if, for real,
attic and devil got
you hurt tonight, no. You hear something under the bed, you take your phone, you turn on the light, you look under it, and there's a scary doll. For real, what do you do?
I probably scream.
Yeah.
And I may wet myself a little.
I think
just a little. Just a little.
A lot of times when I get scared, I get proactive, so I think I'm
like the time I scared you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's why
I'm grabbing that doll.
Is necessarily too low. If I hear a sound that I can't identify, and it's in the attic or the basement or whatever, and I'm thinking my mind is racing of all the things it could be. Devil's not on there. Like I'm not thinking. I'm not scared of the devil at that moment. I'm scared of other. There's other things kind of going through my brain.
That doll's taking a bath in the river, though. I'll tell you that much. Anytime, day or night, I'm getting to the doll, getting in the car, and we're going to the bridge.
That sounded terrible.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, not like in a sexual way. Just like no. Well, now it's really going to be evil if you're giving the doll a bath in the river.
Well, and the boy too. They buried him, but he came back. I'm just saying.
No need to watch that movie now.
I don't actually know that, Dave. But
spoiler alert, Sue.
The poster, he had dirt on his
and
face.
I'll tell the doll, if it's coming back, we're doing this again.
And an A+, clowns, the dark, and death. Mm-hmm. Good list.
Good group.
Happy Thursday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.